We are focusing on grassroots level sports. How can sport be used as a tool for development and peace? What can we do to educate people on a grassroots level through sport? And so when I saw how many young people work in the field of sports all over the world, especially in developing countries, we thought, okay, IOC, FIFA, and other federations around the world, they take care of the elites, but who take care of the grassroots people? And then we started in 2012 in Qatar, the Youth Leadership Program, and now it has grown, and we got more than 500 participants from more than 70 countries into this program. So they have to show that they really did a good job for their communities and very poor countries, disadvantaged countries or neighborhoods.
Just sorry to interrupt. So these are going to be the future sports administrators and future sports stars?
No, we don't want to have them as stars. We want to have them as administration people or presidents in sport clubs, sport initiatives, NGOs, or even, I always tell them when I see them, one day you might be the sport minister in your country.
Because you, to give a bit of background here, you were the general manager of Werder Bremen Football Club in Germany, one of the top flight clubs. What is your opinion of sport at the moment, high-profile sport? There's a lot of discussion about doping, for example, in several sports.
Well, we have a lot of problems. We have the problem of corruption, illegal betting, doping. So there are a lot of problems. But as I said before, I'm not so much focusing on the elite sport. Unfortunately, people normally only look at the elite sports and are not interested in how grassroots sport can change the world. And I deeply believe in the power of sport also on the grassroots level, because sport is part of education. And the most important thing in our life is education. If you succeed in a good education, you can be absolutely sure that there's a success not only for the person, but also for society, neighborhood, and finally for the development of a country. And we have a lot of examples that can show this, that all these people who get a good education, although they are coming from slums, refugee camps, or other places, this is very good for their society.
And how are you managing to weave in sport into these sustainable development goals? It's such a hot topic at the moment.
We use sport just to bring people together. If you live in a slum, not knowing what you will eat at night when you get up early in the morning, you can use sport to bring people together. If you offer a leather ball to young people in Africa, for example, they will be very exciting just to have the opportunity to play with a leather ball. And if you then organize a small program that invites its kids to come to the playing ground, having fun, they will love it. And they definitely are also interested in getting some additional education. And this is how we organize grassroots sport. Normally, they have the superstars as their role models. Messi or some other superstars in football, this is the dream of every child around the world. But if they are following role models in their neighborhoods, they can be really the role models. They show them, okay, even if you're coming from a slum or a refugee camp, you will get a chance. And that is why we are so proud about our flagship, the Youth Leadership Program.